So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. We welcome Deacon Dick with us here this morning. Wonderful to have Deacon Dick praying right along with us. And this Mass, of course, is offered for Dana Chronican. I've got a couple little thoughts for you to share with you here this morning. You know, sometimes you'll find atheists or agnostics or people who are weak in faith, and they'll muse, why does God allow so much evil in the world? Why didn't God just fix everything? You know, like I would do. Just a couple little thoughts for you on that point. Why didn't God just fix everything? Well, one of the reasons is because although God can do everything all by himself, he almost never does. He gives you and me the dignity of cooperating with him in bringing about the good work that he wants to do. So what you got to ask yourself is, are you cooperating or are you getting in the way? Here in the gospel, we hear Jesus say once again, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. We heard him say that on Sunday before sending out the 72 disciples. And here in the gospel of Matthew, he says that before he chooses his 12 apostles. But it kind of raises the question, why does Jesus send out anybody? Why didn't he just do it all himself? Well, because that's the way God usually acts. When you love somebody, don't you want them to share with you in carrying out the good work that you want to do? We always want someone we love to join in with us in doing something that we love. And so God creates, right? But he uses real mothers and fathers, for example, which, by the way, is why we call it procreation and not reproduction, because the act of creation continues. And we believe God himself teaches, but he teaches through a church. So many things God does, and he gives us the dignity and the privilege of acting with him. And so one of the questions we really have to ask ourselves is, are we acting with him, or are we getting in the way? Why doesn't God just fix everything that's wrong with the world? Well, another reason is because most of what's wrong with the world is wrong in a human heart. And human hearts are only fixed by struggle. And that's what we heard about in the first reading, right, from the book of Genesis. And you heard me talk about the book of Genesis yesterday with the stories of Jacob and these mysterious stories that are so rich in meaning, even though they seem to be so mysterious. Jacob wrestles with a man at the ford of the Jabbok, this mysterious man by night. And who is this guy? Why does Jacob wrestle with this guy? Well, there's a lot of traditions on that. There's a tradition that says that Jacob wrestled with an angel. But the predominant tradition is that Jacob wrestled with God himself because he changed his name afterwards from Jacob to Israel. And the name Israel is Hebrew. It's Israel, and it means he who wrestles with God. Whenever God wants to give somebody a mission in the Bible, he always seems to change their name, doesn't he? So Saul becomes Paul, and Simon becomes Peter, and Abram becomes Abraham, and Jacob becomes Israel. And isn't it interesting? As soon as he's done wrestling with God, Jacob begins to change. Remember how yesterday I told you that Jacob was a liar and a swindler? After he wrestles with God, he begins to act like a patriarch and a father and a leader of his people. God was not finished with him yet, and he changed by struggle, and so do you. There's an old Swedish proverb that says that God has a worm for every bird, but he won't drop it in the nest. You've got to struggle to bring about what God wants to do through you. So don't lose heart in your struggle. Please don't lose heart. There's a good work that God wants you to cooperate with him in bringing about. And just like Jacob of old, God ain't finished with you yet. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us in our struggle. St. Augustine, Zhao, and companions, pray for us.